Hi there, Paul. My name is also Paul, and Tara wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, of course, answer all of your questions, and then because it is a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way, Paul. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. I finished the job early, so I'm done for the day.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's nice. Well, I definitely welcome the opportunity to speak with you. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we go. It's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, I mean, especially being that your business is very new, that's the power of this particular listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company, but they'll certainly be able to find you when they do a keyword search, whether they're typing in handyman, best handyman near me, or any of the specific projects that you would want to be able to provide, and then the services. Of course, when they do that type of search, we'll make sure that your business is one of the top options that people will see. Of course, that means they can pick up the phone and call you directly. You won't obviously be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will ultimately decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think that's good. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're just calling around looking for the cheapest guy or a bunch of estimates. I mean, we're going to build a website for you. I know you've got that Facebook page, and we can even link your Facebook page directly to the website, but that website, of course, allows us to really create that online presence, talk about your services, before and after photos, things like that. Give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. That, of course, is the ultimate goal, not just listing you where people can see you, but to ensure that steady stream of calls. Now, with the calls coming directly to you, Paul, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, it would be the same flat rate. Are you doing strictly residential, or can you take on any light commercial work too?
No, I can do commercial. I do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. That's perfect, because that helps us to target the jobs that you want to get. And of course, you know, like I said, no matter how many jobs you do, it would be that flat rate. We offer the services on a month-to-month basis. That being said, at a couple of years in, or almost 2 years, you do qualify for the new in business rate. Now, Paul, that is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it is not like an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for smaller companies. Now, I would offer a couple of different packages. I mean, obviously, we would want to find the one that fits your needs the best. Tara says typically you go maybe 10, 20, maybe up to 25 minutes. Anything farther than that, you would, you know, charge a travel charge, which is fine. We can target anywhere you want to go, you know, big cities and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And if you're keeping it very local, you know, 25 minutes or so, then it would be the local campaign, Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple Maps. If you didn't already have a Facebook page, we would have, you know, created one for you. We could also add like a paid ad component, you know, maybe like do Facebook ads even for you. That would bump the cost up by $100 though. But with that, we can really travel anywhere you want. We would focus on the bigger jobs. I mean, obviously if it's going to be, you know, 30, 40, even an hour away, you might want to be focusing more on the bigger jobs that would, pay you more for your time, or if you can zip out there and get it done, you know, we can really target your need. The local campaign by itself is going to be $199 a month as a fixed flat rate that would never go up. The Facebook ads, I mean, it's $100 of Facebook ads, which they're about 20 cents a click. So, you know, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month. Facebook works a little differently. Obviously, on Google and Bing, people are typing something in. They're actively looking to hire somebody. Maybe on Facebook, right, they just have a project in the back of their head, but then they see your ad and they're like, oh, you know, I've been meaning to get this done or that. They click on it. They would see the website that we would build. And from there, they pick up the phone. So it's just another way to reach more people and, of course, take on a couple extra jobs here and there. Certainly for the work that you do, you know, it would be justified. But obviously, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you want to go, how much work you can take right. on, and, of course, what the budget allows. What I would do, though, here, and I would actually say Friday is usually the best day for something like this because my supervisor's almost always in a much better mood on Friday. I'm going to waive your setup fee.
All?
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, even Thursday is Friday Eve, right? But Friday is Friday, so it's even better.
Exactly.
But what I want to do here is waive the initial setup fee just to make it more affordable for you, and then include the website at no additional cost, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. I mean, at no additional cost. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service, and we know that that website's going to mean that you really kind of hit the ground running, ensure that steady stream of phone calls. But you do know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. Like I said, you know, for something like 25, 30 minutes, that local campaign would be ideal. We can target those bigger projects and things like that if you wanted to do the Facebook ads. But would the $199 and that local-only campaign be a better fit for you than the $299 with the Facebook ads included?
Yeah, I think so. Because I kind of like, I focus on smaller jobs.
That. I saw it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so I call them honey-do lists. I'm sure a lot of people say the same thing, but
yeah,
that's kind of what I'm focusing on, the smaller things. So I do suggest when people call me is to make a list so I'm not there for 5 minutes. You know, because
right.
I do charge a minimum,
to
do those kind of punch list things.
Nice. Get a couple of different things done. That's fantastic. Yeah, and you know, is it just you doing the work? You don't have a helper or a crew or anything like that?
Nope. No, I'm solo.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that local campaign would be ideal for you. Keep in mind, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but you do get phone calls, and of course, that does allow you to kind of be selective with the jobs that you take. Now, Paul, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, is this the number? I mean, it's the one on your Facebook page, too. So that's the one you want your customers to call? Okay, perfect.
Yep, that's the one.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message
from
that number? It is. Okay. Now, most of the time, Paul, you're going to just get calls directly to you, and it would be that phone number, that 978-728-2271. That's the number we'll be promoting, so that's the number that your customers will call. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll be getting those calls directly. Now, the website that we'll build will also have a contact form. So either residential or commercial clients can fill that form out, tell you where they're located, what they'd like to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, and you'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it were a business email, we would list it physically on the website for people to see, but the one on your Facebook page looks like a personal email. Is that your last name, first name at gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
And that's ABOODY?
Yep. Paul,
okay.
At gmail.
At gmail.com. And then, Paul, did you have a preference? Like I said, you get calls from your customers, but when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. I would say emails are typically reserved for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. A lot of times, we'll just simply call you or send you out a quick text message, unless your preferred method of contact is email. Do you have a specific preference as to how we reach you regarding your account?
I think phone is the best.
Phone, that's the one that most service-based businesses say. And that's kind of my next question. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would
Correct.
Want to promote. And, you know, Google expects it to be that way. When you're going out and providing a service, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, if you at an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment. If customers don't come to you, Google wouldn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially if right. you're out in the field most days. Now, Google does want to verify that you're an active business, and they do still prefer and default to the PIN card, the U.S. Postal Service. We'll have a PIN card mailed out to you, and of course, all you really have to do, although it does have instructions on how to verify your listing yourself, we would prefer that you just give us a call or a text or email us that 5-digit PIN, and we'll get the rest taken care of for you. They won't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can obviously be rented by someone out of town, and they definitely want to make sure that the businesses in that local map are indeed local businesses. But then, of course, no address will appear for your business online. Paul, where do you receive your mail?
At my house.
And that's
22 mm-hmm. Old Faith Road.
And that's 01545, right?
Correct, Shrewsbury.
Gotcha, perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, and the business name itself is Sky's the Limit Handyman Service?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. I would do a couple of things from here. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We'll want to have our technician kind of do a deep dive into all the different services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, of course, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and then we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The one other thing that is required of us, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification, Paul. It would actually get recorded through the computer and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of that service to that fixed rate of $199, that we're waiving the setup fee, including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Paul, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay. Paul, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Paul. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Sky's the Limit Handyman Service.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Paul, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Paul Abudi, owner.
Okay. Mr. Abudi, as the owner of Sky's the Limit Handyman Service, Paul, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Paul, for
that's
the billing, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Abudi, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, Paul, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Abudi, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Paul, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Paul, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, Mr. Arbuti, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And Paul, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional directories. In this case, we'll also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Paul, is included at no additional cost, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, Paul, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Once again, Mr. Arbuti, that $199 will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which of course means you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can also pause it, whether you do end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Paul, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Arbuti, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Paul, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mr. Arbuti, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Paul, for that initial payment, that $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'll be on a Visa.
On a Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Is it simply first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
There is a middle initial, M.
Did you say M like Mike or N like Nick?
M like Matthew.
Like Matthew. Okay, so M. Just have to ask because the M's and the N's, the F's and S's. Sounds
exactly alike.
Over the phone. It's crazy. So I've got Paul M like Matthew. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Paul, I'm actually
it does.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4490-3607-1596-2459.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/24.
10/2024. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
650.
650. So I've got 650. I've got October of 2024, 10 of 2024 for the expiration. Paul, was the card itself 4490, 3607, 1596, 2459?
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address, the 22 Old Faith Road?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. Paul, it does have our client support phone number and the email address, the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I do. You're ready when you are.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Paul, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Mr. Abudi, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system as well. All of that information will be sent out by email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link also by text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It may be a little short notice, but if you prefer 12 o'clock, I think I can get you in. There's also a 1 o'clock and a 2. Later on this afternoon, there's 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Oh, there's actually a 6 o'clock. Did you want something right away, a little later on today, early afternoon, end of the day?
Right away would be great.
So you want that 12 o'clock?
12 o'clock sounds good. It'll give me time to eat some lunch, and then I'll be good.
Perfect. Yeah, it might be a couple of minutes after 12. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready, of course, I'll be on that call as well. Just in the very beginning, though, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you may have. I may not be available, in which case they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to add just a little bit of extra security here on the account, just a question and an answer. If anyone who calls us tells us that they are with Sky's the Limit Handyman Service, even if it's you, Paul, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. Even more importantly, anyone who calls you, especially in about 5-7 business days when your website is active, if anyone calls you moving forward and identifies themselves either as being with Google or even with Local Splash, first of all, Paul, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information in 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for money for additional anything, updates or content or anything related to your Google account, if anyone calls you and asks you for more money, please just politely let them go. Again, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is there for your protection, and it clearly states that it bills once a month for exactly $1.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Worcester.
Worcester. Okay. Got to type it in twice. And it has to be...
Can you spell it?
Yeah, no, I got it. Worcester. That's... I mean, one of used to be a long time ago. We had someone who grew up in Massachusetts, really, really strong accent, but one of my best friends. But we always joked about, like, you know, Leominster and all of the ones that you would never think would be pronounced the
way
that makes
no sense.
That make almost no sense too. Yeah, right. Exactly. Now, did you happen to receive either the email or the automated text message that the system should have sent out to you?
Yep, I got both.
Oh, you did. Okay, so let me see which ones the system has sent out, because I know it also will want to send you. It looks like it piggybacked everything. Yeah, they don't always get sent out at the same time, but in this case they did. But the one that we want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that,
is it email or text?
Email or text, either way. But it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes, I got that one.
Okay, that's the one. So if you click on the text here, or the click here, it says, takes you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. I don't want to walk you through everything here. Obviously, your time is valuable. We are going to mirror the content on Bing as well. Google's going to be our main focus, but then, of course, it's everyone's main focus. But about 1 out of 10 will be choosing Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The website is included, etc. Now, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across, and below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We'd actually want you to click on both of those boxes. One says that you authorize us to send you SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. The longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. It is case sensitive, so the P, M, and A are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial M, but once you've got your name as it appears there, Paul M. Abudi, do click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when you see the next screen, the login page, asking for username and password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. At this point, we do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But within the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you will receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine too. I can give you the username because that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. In fact, I'm going to send that to you now by way of calendar invite. That calendar invite is going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. You can easily remember your username because it is your phone number. The area code is included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 978-728-2271. Your calendar invite has your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. You are all set and squared away on my end. I'll get the notes in here pretty quickly, and our technician should be giving you a follow-up call, maybe about 10 minutes or so. They like to prepare just a little bit, and I know I'm kind of throwing it at them short notice, but we should be able to give you a call in just a few minutes here. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well. You did also get another email. I just wanted to touch on that real quick just to kind of make sure that everything is Google compliant. Google has made the process of getting PIN verified just a little more stringent, and it's all by design. They want to make sure that any business online, especially businesses on the first page, are in fact actual businesses that could provide the services listed when called. So there's a link here, too, that you can send. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but as much as you can send us helps us to expedite that process in satisfying Google. Any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, obviously there's no physical workplace, but maybe where you park the vehicle when you're not using it, or sometimes even just a close-up of the tools in the vehicle, that's enough. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Both, yes.
Both. Okay, if you can send us that information, any business card or any business registration, that certainly helps. Again, you have that link that you can use. If you have any questions, our technician can walk you through that and walk you through anything else. Like I said, hopefully I'm available in a few minutes, too, when our technician's going to give you that phone call. If not, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Paul. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. And if I don't speak with you later, you have a wonderful weekend, or even if I do.
Thank you.
Pleasure speaking with you.
You too.
Always nice to speak with someone named Paul, and someone who has been kind and even made me laugh a couple of times. Gives all Pauls a good name. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, Paul is a great name.
Paul is a great name. I've been using it for almost 54 years. I think I'll keep on using it. You have a good rest of the day.
I'm only at 41, so you got a few years on me. But
thank you so much. I do. Thank you. You too. Thanks a lot, Paul. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.